Thank you.
I wonder if you could say a little bit about how you actually run the restaurant. Do you have employees?
Yes, we yes. do. Otherwise, it could not work. So, well, my wife and I do the directing, you can say. So we do the economy, and most of the time we are the one running the floor as well. Meaning that we are the waiters and we serve drinks and such. I guess there are two reasons for that. And one is that until economy is so good that we can employ both a full kitchen staff and waiters, then we do that part. But another reason is that we are the faces of the restaurant, you can say. So it should not be like an anonymous place where you just come in and some young guy or girl who doesn't know what's really on the menu or doesn't know what this is all about is serving. It's important that we, all waiters, completely understand why we do what we do, we can do, and answer all questions and sort of take the guest by the hand and show you, sort of give them the idea that we know what's happening and we have some surplus of energy, right? So the kitchen, of course, we have hired chefs. Right now, in this moment, we have two chefs and one apprentice chef. We have had for a period three chefs and one apprentice chef when we had the most staff. Yeah, so that's sort of it these days. Yeah, so that's sort of, we are interested in, of course, over time, increasing the amount of or the number of staff, but that's sort of a slow process where we keep sort of looking at how much can we grow compared to with how much money do we make and how do we make sure that everybody who is here follow the same ideology or logic or thinking. Okay. We should all be on the same page. That's really important.
So one of the really key issues for me is, what do you wish your staff could do when they came to work for you? Or do they already do it? What sort of competences are you looking for?
Well, for the kitchen, we need people who, of course, are very good at cooking. That's obvious. And who are, you know, willing to share the ideology. Meaning that, and I know that from university and I know that from here, it's not all that different, that there are different ways of being an employee, you know. You can be, you can count up your hours and think that, well, you meet in between this hour and that hour, and then you do those tasks that are at hand. But you can also, instead of that, take responsibility and think, well, I'm not so preoccupied with hours, I'm more preoccupied with tasks and what need to be done, and to see it as a kind of game, as a, you know, sort of take this playful, I mean, you cannot have a playful, creative menu if you don't work in a playful, creative manner.
Yeah.
So those things need to go hand in hand. You cannot organize a staff and say, well, now we all meet between, you all meet in at 4 and then you leave at 10 and before 6 then you do this. Then you cannot have this creative environment that we're interested in. So we wish for all staff members, regardless of their position, to take responsibility and to take part in this and to, what can you say, share the ideology or see where we're going with this and why we do what we do. And then we are large the other way as owners, you can say. So where if employees don't count hours, neither do we.
Okay?
If employees don't, you know, sit around and say, well, I need to do this and that and blah, blah, blah. If they are sort of sharing this work with us, or if it's like a shared project, you can say. Then, of course, if an employee says, I need to go to France to see my mother, or I need to do whatever. Then, of course, I mean, you don't need to say, well, you have had so many days of vacation. And then, I mean, you try to keep the, of course, you need to control your administration, but that administration can be upfront. So that is your entrance to the company, that is through the glasses of administration, or that administration can be in the back, letting out the project and the common things and the playfulness. So we try not to have a hierarchy. Of course, we have that underneath, because when we need to make a quick decision, then everybody knows how this hierarchy works. But on an everyday basis, it's not very visible that there is a hierarchy, because again, the best idea should win. I'm not really sure I'm answering your question, but but these are some of our thoughts about how to have staff, you can say.
I think I was thinking about whether it would be an advantage for the staff you hire to have been schooled in sustainability principles and have a basic idea of what it entails.
Yeah, well, that can be an advantage, but otherwise it'll be schooled here.
Yeah.
I mean, it's enough to have an interest.
Mm-hmm.
It's enough to wanting to do something, and then we figure out stuff together. Because so many things are obvious if you just if you just get rid of prejudices and ideas or whatever you come with, and you just think, well, how can we do things as ethical as possible?
Yeah.
And if you do that as a group, then you move somewhere.
So you never find yourself in the situation where somebody is throwing something away and you say, oh, stop, you could be doing this.
Yeah, well, it happens, but not so much anymore. I mean, there are things that we do that you don't typically do. I mean, some people, so we do once in a while have those discussions, but that's like the carrot top one. That's like, if people just get used to thinking that the philosophy is that everything is a product.
Yeah.
Then, you know, it becomes a challenge that is fun to take. Then it becomes like a sport. To say, how can we use everything?
Yeah.
How is you know, how are the I don't know, how are apple peels a product? How are potato peels a product?
Have you used apple peel?
Yeah, we have. We've made a sauce out of it that was only made from apple peels.
Wow. Okay.